What's going on, Badger Nation? Welcome to the PPC Den podcast, the world's first and longest running podcast all about Amazon advertising to make your Amazon PPC life a little bit easier and a little bit more profitable. Today on the show, I have an exciting update. Basically, I started talking about sending Google Ads traffic to Amazon a year ago, and today I have reflections after 1 year of sending many products from Google to Amazon. We're going to talk about those results in a second. Shout out to our Google Sheet. We have all of our episodes organized in a Google Sheet for you so that it allows you to go ahead and find whatever topic you're looking for, organized for you. Highly recommended. It's organized for beginning PPC lessons, intermediate, advanced, SEO, product page optimization. We've got a whole bunch of stuff for you. We've been creating content for a very long time, and it's sort of a great place as a home base for your Amazon PPC education and learning. Without further ado, let's jump in to the episode.
I've launched campaigns and picked keywords. I've got my bits, set placements too. Now bad mistakes, I've made a
So you might have heard about sending Google Ads traffic, which is literally a Google search text ad, sending it from Google to your product listing maybe about a year ago when I did. Our good friend Adam Heist came on the show about a year ago and he mentioned this. And that really got the gears turning. I began to sort of collaborate with the marketing agency Search Scientist to basically have them run a bunch of Google ads to our listings. So Search Scientist is a cousin company. And essentially what happened there was we now have a year's worth of data of running Google ads to Amazon. So today I'm going to be talking about how I measure it, how I think about it, and what my next steps are. So this is pretty great. I generally saw 80% ROI positive products, meaning if we were to launch 100 products, 80% of them would be successful. 15% were flat, meaning I didn't see a significant increase or decrease in organic ranking. I didn't see a positive ROI on the direct sales that I would get. It was relatively flat. And for some products, I actually saw a decreased performance, meaning it wasn't ROI positive and ranking fell in a degree significant enough for me to say that this was statistically significant. So the way that I measured this success for the 80% successful products is this. And if you're familiar with sending Google Ads traffic to Amazon or you're unfamiliar, I have other episodes introing you to the concept. The thing that I really want to point out here is essentially the five ways that I actually measure success. Like when we send a Google search text ad, bidding on Google keywords, people click that and land on an ASIN, what do we consider successful? Here are some factors that we look for. The first is net organic position change. What I want to experience is for those 80% of products, I generally see anywhere from a 5 to 20% organic position change improvement when starting Google Ads to Amazon. What I mean by that is, you know, do a reverse ASIN of your product. What is the average rank? You know, the average rank, you know, you might have some keywords in positions 1 to 5, others in 5 to 10, others in 10 to 20, 20 plus. The average of all of those keywords, what is the average organic rank? And I want to see a 5 to 20% improvement within sort of the first 2 months of running Google Ads to Amazon. More often than not, that's generally what I see, which is really cool to experience. So sending off Amazon traffic to Amazon as a positive ranking signal, Amazon accepts. The next thing that I'm tracking is the individual keyword improvements. So if in the previous note, we talked about the overall keyword portfolio, you know, the keyword portfolio of, hey, I'm appearing for, you know, 200 keywords in a meaningful position, you know, positions, you know, 1 to 30 or 1 to 50 or something like that. And I can improve that portfolio for just everything. My average rank from can move from average rank of 15 to 14, which would be really great. But what about the individual keyword improvements? Like, not all keywords are created equal. It doesn't really matter as much if I move from position 20 to 18 for a keyword than if I move from position 5 to position 1. Like, that would be a massive improvement. So not only am I tracking, of course, the reverse ASIN average position, average organic rank, but I'm also tracking individual keyword improvements. That way I can view visually over time, how is my organic rank improving over time? Again, I expect to see a total improvement of anywhere from 50 to 100 keywords moved in a positive direction in the first 30 to 60 days. So again, I want average organic rank movement, and I want individual keyword movement for moving about a volume of about 60 to 100 keywords with improved organic ranking in the first 30 to 60 days. Now, you can see how we're sort of building on here. We're sort of tracking the organic rank movement average. Then we're analyzing individual keyword improvements. But like, what is that for? Like, who cares? One thing we then track is, of course, revenue growth from those keywords. So for example, if a keyword has improved ranking, what we try to do is approximate the organic revenue that likely that keyword change has led to. We do this in a variety of ways and a variety of different metrics, but it really is an approximation because as far as I know, there's nowhere that Amazon tells you this information. At the same time, it does give us a good sense of things. So for example, if we move from position 25 to 20, the revenue increase would be zero. You know, we didn't actually gain anything. But if the position moves from maybe position 10 to position 1, we can have a fair approximation of how much revenue we gained because of that. So the ranking boosts that are experienced from sending Google Ads to Amazon traffic is kind of cool to track in this way. Like, did it help my keyword portfolio move? Yes or no? Am I seeing a nice number of keywords be improved? And then of the keywords that improved, were they in high enough positions? Do they get enough search volume? And when you think about the search volumes and the positions that they're in, what would be an approximate revenue gain of all the organic movements there? So that's sort of how I view the organic. I have a spreadsheet where I'm tracking this and I'm analyzing this over time. And I absolutely love this. And this gives me, the organic rank gives me an approximate organic improvement or an approximate organic ROAS. In the next 2 points, we're going to talk about direct ROAS, but this gives me an approximate organic ROAS, and more often than not, we see some positive movement, which is really cool to see. If we slide over to the next 2 stages, this is going to be the direct Amazon sales, right? So somebody clicks on an ad for running shoes on Google, they see my running shoe on Amazon, they purchase it. This is just straight up direct ACoS or return on ad spend, the actual direct sales. And this has been pretty interesting to study. There does not appear to be a correlation between organic improvement for a particular product with its keyword portfolio and direct sales. I have seen things where the organic rank improved maybe 7-8%, or like average organic position increased 7-8%, or maybe I'm getting in really good positions for some really high search volume keywords. And then I get a direct sales of like less than 1 ROAS, meaning I spent more on Google Ads than I generated directly from that product. And I see the inverse. I see things where maybe the ranking barely moved, but I'm getting good direct ROAS. What I love about this is it gives me sort of 2 chances to be profitable sending Google Ads to Amazon, meaning if I get a whole bunch of organic improvement, I can approximate some revenue gains and I can be ROI positive that way. Or I can actually just get straight up direct sales. You know, I'm spending $200 on Google Ads and I'm getting $500 of sales on Amazon. It's obviously great when both happen, but I have not seen a correlation between this. Sometimes I see direct sales increase and have be ROI positive. Sometimes I'll see a lot of organic ranking and be ROI negative for the direct clicks. It seems to be a bit of a mashup, which I think is really interesting. This also coincides with another phenomenon, which is I do not believe there is a direct one-to-one correlation between the keyword that you bid on Google and the keyword that you rank for on Amazon. I do not believe there's any correlation. I don't believe that Amazon truly knows what keywords you're bidding on. So if you're bidding on running shoes on Google, I do not believe that increases your rank for running shoes on Amazon directly. I generally think of off Amazon traffic being sent to Amazon as an indirect brand building signal, which improves you compared to people who are not sending this ranking signal to Amazon. What I mean by that is if I do Facebook ads to Amazon, if I do an email blast to Amazon, if I'm doing social media to Amazon and I'm getting sales from an off Amazon traffic source, Amazon views that as a brand builder and ranks higher. I think I'll have positive movement. So I'll get more sales for that. I'll get, you know, more traffic for that. It's a positive signal. I believe that there'll be an increased organic rank because of it, as opposed to, you know, and those don't have keywords. You know, there's no keyword for social media that I'm sending traffic to. There's no keyword when I do an influencer deal to my Amazon listing, but I should generally see some movement there, which I think is, you know, if you run a coupon or a discount, you may see, or you do a price reduction, you'll see a temporary increase in organic ranking. You know, what keyword is that tied to? So I think the idea of like you're sending a positive brand signal is how I generally interpret sending off Amazon traffic to Amazon, which I think is an interesting point. So that's how, when all these things together, is really helpful at telling a complete picture. I want to see approximate organic movement for my keyword family. I want to see the amount of keywords improved, and I want to know which ones I'm probably generating revenue from, and then I want to approximate those gains. And again, I say approximately because sending off Amazon traffic to Amazon is just one of a multitude of factors. I think it's a little bit binary. So it's like, are you sending off Amazon traffic or not? And I think if you are, you get some of this juice. And of course, the brand referral bonus, which makes the direct Amazon sales a little bit juicier because you're getting some money back in the Amazon fees to sell that product with the brand referral bonus, which is approximately 10% that you get back. So here are some principles. I believe everyone on Amazon should have a, you know, Google Ads to Amazon campaign running. I think it's relatively low effort compared to everything that we do as Amazon marketers, as Amazon brand builders, as just digital marketers in general, relatively low effort. Reason being, you already know how to do search advertising. You know, there's some terminology on Google. So like, get over the knowledge hump. I don't think it's that complicated. If you're already familiar with Google, Amazon ads, it's also relatively low effort. You already know what keywords you should be advertising for in Google. It's relatively straightforward. And also keyword research is super fun. So going in and scanning your search term report, scanning your keyword report on Amazon, using that information to seed some Google keyword planner, it's a good time. Setting up bids, it's a good time. So it's a lot of similar concepts, set a budget over on Google Ads. It's also relatively low spend. I have found impact with just $100 to $200 a month in ad spend per ASIN. I don't think you need to break the bank. And I do this sort of five at a time with all the campaigns I've been involved in. So five separate campaigns, you know, we're spending anywhere from $500 to $1,000 a month across five products. We see positive gain from that. High likelihood of positive ROI. Again, seeing that improvement on four out of five products is really cool. You know, maybe in a pack of five, we will see three doing really well. We'll see one sort of in that on the edge there doing sort of good, but not great. And then we'll see one maybe flat or negative. That's generally what we see with a pack of five products. But you get two opportunities for ROI. You get the organic rank boost and you get direct sales opportunity. It's also relatively low cost to manage. You know, Search Scientist charges $450 for three ASINs advertised. It's like easy to work that into a budget when you're thinking of like, oh, for an extra $1,000, I could potentially improve my organic ranking across the board, right? There's lots of opportunity, and it's also something easy to learn for yourself. When I'm managing that campaign, we're really looking at bids, like We want to get as many targeted clicks as possible. So we're looking at bids, we're looking at budgets. We're using the principle of if we set a budget cap of $100 a month and we're budget limited, to go in there and actually reduce bids to get more traffic. Again, if you're getting, if you have a daily budget a day of $10 and you're paying $1 per click, if you reduce your bid, you can actually end up with more clicks cheaper, which is always great. We're optimizing for keywords because we do want to get a direct ROI from this. And we're optimizing CTR. So a lot of ad creative testing, you know, in Google Ads, they rank your ad strength. So like always getting it super strong, always trying to boost ad quality score to get cheaper clicks is very important. And my next evolution is to begin testing Facebook ads to Amazon listings. I want to see what kind of direct sales I'll get from that, see if I can notice any additional ranking boost. So I'm pretty excited about that. I think it should be really interesting to try, and I'll let you know. I'll keep you updated. But these are the general principles. Running Google Ads to Amazon, I would say, has been really awesome. It should be in our arsenal. Don't sleep on it. Have a good one. And I'll see you next week here at BBC Den.